Thank you, Pastor, for the opportunity. Quiero compartir en esta mañana
what I would like to share this morning,
algo que Dios ha obrado en mi corazón.
Is something that the Lord has worked first in my heart.
En la mañana pudimos estar viendo un poco de no volver atrás.
This morning we talked a little bit about not going to into our past, not going back.
Ponernos metas, ¿verdad? Para seguir adelante.
Instead to press forward and to set goals.
Y quiero hacerte una pregunta en esta mañana.
And so I'd like to ask you a question this morning.
¿Cuántos nos gustaría que nos llamen sabios?
How many here would like to be considered wise?
Creo que muchos de nosotros, ¿verdad? Ser alguien sabio es alguien, wow, importante. Hay alguien que pueda decir, oh, es destacado.
I think if we're honest, we would like to be considered as a wise person or to feel that people think that we're wise.
Vamos a leer Proverbios, capítulo 11, versículo 30.
If we Proverbs, could read Esther, first.
11, verse 30.
Okay, and I will be reading scripture this morning then in support. Okay, Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30. Our scripture reads, "The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise."
Acá está hablando de la sabiduría.
So here it's talking about wisdom.
¿Y qué dice este proverbio específicamente sobre la sabiduría?
What does this proverb say specifically about wisdom?
Dice, el que gana almas es sabio.
It says, he that winneth souls is wise.
Ah, para el mundo no lo va a entender.
The world won't understand this.
Y no va a poder decir, oh, qué impresionante esa persona, qué sabia que es.
And they won't say, oh, what a wise person.
Pero para Dios es muy importante poder aprender sobre esto.
And yet, before God, this is important to have present.
Dice
in our
que
lives.
Uno puede ser sabio ganando almas.
It links being wise to winning souls.
Y qué bendición poder obtener esta frase.
What a blessing to think about this phrase.
¿Cuánta gente gasta tanto dinero, verdad, para obtener un título? No está mal.
Many people spend a lot of money maybe to earn a title or a degree, which isn't wrong.
Oh, mucha gente se prepara para que pueda ser grande frente a otros.
And yet many also spend money to look big or important to other people.
Sí, que te reconozcan por algo que hiciste.
We all like to be recognized for the things we do.
Pero ¿cuándo fue la última vez que reconocimos a alguien que gana almas?
And yet when was the last time we recognized someone for their soul winning?
Dice la Biblia que él es la persona sabia.
And here it says that this is a wise person.
Y qué bendición poder obtener esta lectura en esta mañana.
What a blessing to read this, what we just read here.
Con este versículo en mente,
with this verse in mind,
vamos a ir a Mateo capítulo 28.
I'd like to go to Matthew 28.
Versículo 19 y 20, que habla sobre la gran comisión.
Matthew 28, 19 and 20, the great commission.
Sí, Dios dice, el que gana almas es sabio.
So as we have established, God says, he who wins souls is wise.
Ahora vamos a ver las palabras mismas del Señor Jesús.
And I'd like to look at Jesus' own words.
Pastor, can you read, please, Matthew 28, verse 19 and 20?
Matthew 28, verse 19 and 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
Amen. Lo más lindo que podemos hacer es poder preocuparnos por las almas perdidas.
So one of the most important things we can be doing is to seek for lost souls.
Jesús nos está diciendo, ¿verdad? Antes de partir, dice, nos da la gran comisión.
Before
algo.
Before leaving this earth, Jesus gives us the great commission.
Y nos dice la forma como nosotros podemos hacerlo.
And he is explaining how he wants things done.
Pero también de nosotros tiene que haber algo muy importante.
And yet we need to keep something very important in mind.
Y el título de este mensaje es Pasión por las almas perdidas.
And so I've titled this message A Passion for Lost Souls.
Ah, vemos la pasión, ¿verdad?, de que tanta gente le pone a diferentes cosas.
We can think of people and the passions they have for many things.
En Uruguay, como se le conocen como pasión por el fútbol.
For example, in Uruguay, there is a passion for soccer.
La gente hasta deja de trabajar para poder ver un partido de fútbol.
For a soccer game, people will try and get off work or stop what they're doing.
Y mucha gente gasta muchísimo dinero siguiendo una selección durante la Copa Mundial.
And for example, during a World Cup, many people will spend a lot of money to get excited and be at these games.
¿Y por qué haces eso?
And why do they do that?
Ah, porque yo amo la selección.
And they'll say, oh, because I love my team.
Ah, porque y le dicen pasión por el fútbol.
And so that's called having, they have passion for soccer.
Y la gente demuestra, ¿verdad? Y parece realmente hay un fuego en el corazón de ellos.
And so it's almost like they're on fire and they love this. It gets them excited.
Ahora mi pregunta fue, ¿cuándo fue la última vez que hubo ese fuego por las almas perdidas?
And yet I'd like to ask a question. When was the last time we had that kind of excitement for lost souls?
¿Sabes que hay tanta gente que se está yendo al infierno?
There are many people on their way to hell.
¿Sabes que hay tanta gente que está confundida?
Many people out there who are confused.
Ah, uno cuando le pregunta a la persona, ¿estás 100% seguro que va a pasar contigo? Cuando uno le pregunta sobre la salvación,
and you might ask someone about salvation.
Muchos dicen, ah, pero yo fui a la iglesia por muchos años.
They might say, oh, I went to church for a lot of years.
Ah, sí, yo serví al Señor.
And I even served the Lord.
Bueno, pero ¿qué va a pasar contigo el día que mueras?
And yet you might say, what's going to happen the day you die?
Mucha gente dice, no lo sé.
And many people will say, I don't know.
Entonces,
I'm not sure.
Algo tenemos que hacer.
And so we need to do something.
No es conformarnos con decir, ah, porque menciona a Dios, ya va a ir al cielo.
And we can't just accept that they say, oh, okay, they talked about God, they're going to heaven.
Sino que cuando dice el que gana almas es sabio,
and yet as we read, he who wins souls is wise.
Requiere que algo tenemos que hacer.
We must do something.
Algo que la gente pueda decir, ah, qué impresionante lo que me está diciendo.
And that person will say, wow, that's amazing what they're telling me.
Wow, esto yo no lo había visto de esa forma. Nadie me había preguntado de eso.
No one had ever asked me that question before.
Es que yo no sé qué responder.
And so they might think, I don't know what to say.
Ah, recuerdo una señora 78 años.
I can remember a lady, 78 years old.
Ah, que toda la vida fue a una iglesia.
She had been in church her whole life.
Y cuando le pregunté sobre la salvación,
and yet when I asked her about her salvation,
no supo responder.
She didn't know what to say.
No es una balanza como muchos piensan, ¿verdad? Me porté bien, ah, voy a ir al cielo, me porté mal, voy a ir al infierno.
There's not a scale, and that if the good outweighs the bad, I will escape hell. That's not the way it works.
Amen. Sino que es una decisión que el ser humano tenemos que tomar.
Instead, it's a decision that as a human being, we must make that decision.
La gran comisión tiene que repercutir en nosotros como compasión.
And the great commission should come and show through our lives with passion, with excitement.
El versículo 19 dice, por tanto, algo hay que hacer. Dice, id y hacer discípulos.
In verse 19, something must be done. It says, go ye therefore.
Algo tenemos que hacer.
We must do something.
No es que la sabiduría cuando estudiamos algo viene porque sí.
It's not something that just we automatically collect wisdom.
Sino que este mundo, para ser sabios, necesitas prepararte.
And yet in this world we know that we must prepare ourselves.
Yes. Sí, y así, hermanos, nosotros como cristianos necesitamos prepararnos.
And as Christians especially we must be prepared.
Y nos da la clave en el versículo 19 y 20 justamente.
So we see here in some key points in 19 and 20.
Dice, por tanto, id.
It says, go. Go
algo tenemos que hacer, algo tenemos que, no es quedarnos quietos, no es que de que los cristianos van a caer porque
and
sí nomás en la iglesia, sino que tú y yo podemos demostrar la sabiduría ganando almas.
We must show that we have spiritual wisdom by winning souls.
Qué bendición cuando una persona reconoce a Jesucristo.
What a blessing it is to see someone recognize Jesus Christ as
si lo has hecho, te vas a dar cuenta y vas a decir, sí, pastor, es verdad.
If it's something that you've been a part of, you will recognize.
Porque estamos acostumbrados a ver gente triste, a ver gente que está necesitada.
We're used to so often seeing sad people around us.
Pero cuando una persona reconoce a Jesucristo,
and yet when that person in despair or that sad person going through a trial,
cuando encuentra la salvación,
and they find salvation,
cuando entiende que sus pecados pueden ser perdonados,
and they really understand their sins can be forgiven,
y le pide a Jesucristo que entre en su corazón,
and that person asks Christ into their heart.
Ah, es el momento más especial que uno puede vivir.
It's the most wonderful moment in the life.
Dice la Biblia que hay gozo en los cielos por un pecador que se arrepiente.
And there's joy even in heaven when one sinner repents.
Pero sabes, muchas veces no hay ese gozo entre nosotros.
And yet why isn't that joy, that same joy here among us?
Yo me imagino los ángeles con esa pasión.
I can imagine these angels that are mentioned with this excitement for
donde
a soul
dice,
being
sí,
saved.
Uno más,
and
uno
they say,
más.
Yes, one more has been added.
Pero muchas veces nos hemos dejado engañar.
And yet we've been deceived.
Con que no es necesario.
That it's not as important.
Con que la sangre de Cristo no alcanzó para todo.
Or that maybe Christ's blood isn't sufficient.
Como que ay, no es para mí.
Or you might say, well, it's not good enough for me.
Ya, es para mí.
It is for us, it is for you.
Es para que lo podamos compartir.
And it's for to be shared.
Y no solamente al ganar un alma somos sabios.
And not just by winning a soul are we wise.
Sino que la persona que es salva nunca más se va a olvidar de ti.
And yet that saved person also will never forget.
Va a estar agradecidos porque entendieron que estaban yéndose al infierno.
And they will be very thankful for you having saved them on their way to hell.
Yo de mi parte yo reconozco y siempre que veo tengo la bendición de ver a esa persona bien abuelita pero que me guió a Cristo.
I also recognize and remember fondly the person still living who led me to Christ.
Yo le digo gracias.
And I always tell them when I can, thank you.
Porque me presentaste al Rey de Reyes.
Because you shared the King of Kings with me.
Yo tenía religión, pero no tenía relación con
el Señor. I was religious, but I did not have a true relationship with Christ.
Así que como vemos acá, dice primer punto, algo podemos hacer.
So here in the first part, number one, we can do something.
Dice realmente que podemos ir y hacer discípulos.
We need to go and make disciples.
No nos da una lista larga nuevamente como hablamos en la mañana, ¿verdad?
Just like we talked about in Sunday school, there's not a long list here, extensive.
Sino que dice, por tanto, ir.
And yet it says, go.
Presenta, habla de Cristo.
Talk about Christ. Present.
Y luego dice, enséñales.
And it says, teach them.
Qué lindo ser parte de la gran comisión.
Isn't it wonderful to have an opportunity to be part of the Great
Commission? Qué lindo poder sentirse decir, Señor, yo quiero hacer algo.
Isn't it wonderful to feel a part and be able to participate?
Y que puedas hablarle a una persona.
And you can talk to someone.
Pero no cometer el error.
And without committing the error.
De olvidarnos de esa persona.
Without committing the mistake of then forgetting that person and setting them aside.
Si yo quiero ser sabio.
If I want to be wise,
yo tengo que preocuparme por esa alma.
I need to continue working with that person.
Dice enseñándoles que guarden todas las cosas.
As we see here, it says teach, disciple.
Muchas veces, ¿verdad?, nos conformamos y decimos, bueno, esa alma fue salva y nos olvidamos.
A lot of times it's easy to share the gospel and that person gets saved.
Pero ahí comienza la gran comisión.
And yet then we leave them aside and we forget about them and yet that's just the beginning.
Cuando ganamos un alma tenemos una responsabilidad preciosa.
If we win a soul to Christ, we have a commitment with them.
Es un bebé espiritual que acaba de nacer.
It's a baby in Christ. They are a spiritual baby.
No conocía nada de Dios.
They are a newborn baby. They don't know anything about the
Y ahora tiene una nueva vida para conocer de Dios.
And so they have a new life now.
Y es nuestra responsabilidad.
And it's our responsibility
de que esa persona pueda crecer espiritualmente.
To help that person grow.
¿Cuántos han visto afuera la nieve?
How many of you saw the snow out this morning?
Ah, qué preciosa que es la nieve.
Isn't it beautiful?
Ah, ¿es bien calentita?
Is it nice and warm?
No, es bien fría, ¿verdad?
No, it's very cold.
Entonces, vamos a poner un ejemplo.
So I'd like to give an example.
A ver, veo que acá hay varios chicos.
I see there's some young people here.
¿Sí? ¿Son amigos?
Are you friends?
Sí, bueno, ven, vení.
Come up, please. Can you come for a minute?
Muy bien, él es, vamos a hacer que es nuevo cristiano.
So let's say that my friend here is a new Christian.
Ahí está. Y son amigos.
And they're friends.
Él está contento porque tienen se han conocido y
and so they're happy to know each other and they're friends.
Y ahora dice, bueno, muy bien, bueno, yo voy adentro, quédate ahí en la nieve.
So just stay here, and the fellow here says, I'm going to stay inside, and you just go outside in the snow.
¿Harías eso?
Would you do that?
¿Dejarías toda la noche afuera a tu amigo en la nieve?
Would you leave your friend outside in the
¿Por
snow
qué?
Overnight?
No.
Why not?
Because he's my friend, and I love him.
Porque es mi amigo y lo
amo. Amas a tu y no vas a permitir que él pueda enfermarse.
And you don't want him to get sick, for example, right?
Perfecto. Thank you. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, boys.
¿Cuántas veces nosotros ganamos un alma para Cristo?
How often might we win a soul for Christ?
Y pueden decir, estoy siendo parte de la gran comisión.
And we say, yes, I have part in the great commission.
Pero dejamos ese recién nacido afuera.
And yet then we leave that newborn babe, spiritually speaking, outside.
¿Sabes? El mundo mismo diría, pero eres loco, ¿cómo vas a dejar a esa persona fuera?
And even in the world's perspective, they would say, how are you going to leave a newborn or a defenseless child outside?
El ser parte de la gran comisión.
And so taking part in the great commission.
Eso requiere de nosotros sacrificio.
It requires sacrifice. Amen.
Ah, les hago otra pregunta a los chicos.
I'd like to ask the young people another question.
Cuando uno enciende una vela.
When you light a candle.
¿Qué pasa con la vela?
What happens with the candle? What happens?
It catches on fire.
Se prende fuego.
Sí, muy bien. ¿Qué más?
What else? Yes. Okay. Se derrite y ya no queda más después.
Muy bien. ¿Y qué pasó con la vela?
And so what happened to the candle?
Ya no está más.
It's not there after it burns out.
Pero disfrutamos el tiempo que estuvo prendida.
And yet we're thankful for the time that it was lit.
¿Sí o no?
Right?
Y marcamos la diferencia. Se apaga y vemos de vuelta la oscuridad.
And so when the candle is burned out, we're back in the dark.
¿Sabes? Muchas veces de nosotros queremos alumbrar.
And a lot of times we want to be light,
pero no estamos dispuestos a sacrificarnos.
And yet we're not willing to make the sacrifices.
Para que otra persona pueda recibir nuestra claridad.
So that someone else can be affected by our light.
Necesitamos entender que la gran comisión no es solamente ir y presentar el evangelio.
So we need to understand that the great commission isn't just going and sharing the gospel,
sino que también requiere que podamos preocuparnos por esa persona.
But we need to also take care of the new souls after being saved.
¿Sabes? Va a costar dinero.
You know, it's going to cost money.
Va a costar tu tiempo.
It will cost you time.
Va a costar paciencia.
It will probably take patience.
Pero cuando ves que esa persona va creciendo,
and yet when you see this new Christian begin to grow,
es un gozo que es
it's
impresionante.
An unspeakable joy.
Mira lo que dice el Salmo 126, 5 y 6.
I'd like to go to
Psalm 126, verse 5 and 6.
Psalm 126, verses 5 and 6. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him.
Dice los que sembraron con lágrimas.
Here it talks about sowing in tears.
¿Hay algún farmer acá?
Are there any farmers here this morning?
¿O alguien que haya plantado una, tenga una quinta en su casa?
Or maybe you just have a garden at your house. You're
Muy
familiar
bien.
With planting.
Cuando pones la semilla.
When you plant the seed.
Vas a acostarte.
You go lay down.
Te levantas.
You get up the next morning.
Y vas a cosecharla.
And it's already grown and the plant is up and you're ready to take the fruit.
¿Es así?
Is that how it works?
No. ¿Qué necesitas?
What do you need?
¿Qué necesitan? Tiempo.
Luz, agua,
soil,
la tierra, okay. Y aire.
Muy bien, okay. Perfecto. ¿Qué se requiere? Muchas cosas.
Many things have to come together.
¿Sabes?
So that
regar la quinta muchas veces es duro.
It's not always easy to water.
Tener que carpir, sacar las espinas.
Or to take the weeds out.
Pero Qué bendición cuando podemos disfrutar del fruto.
And yet it's a blessing to enjoy the fruit, isn't
¿Sabes?
It?
La gran comisión.
The Great Commission
es algo tan especial.
Is something so special.
No solamente el rey David hablando de lo que Dios puso en su corazón.
So not only the King David talking about what God laid on his heart.
Que mismo Salomón diciendo la importancia de ganar un alma.
And also we saw King Solomon talking about winning souls.
Dice que es sabio.
He's saying it is wise.
Pero requiere sacrificio.
And yet it requires sacrifice.
¿Sabes que si nosotros nos vamos por las almas perdidas?
If we don't go out and look for lost souls.
Nadie va a ir.
No one else is going to go.
Nadie va a ir, nadie se va a preocupar.
Nobody else is going to go out and seek souls. No.
¿Sabes? Uruguay se considera el país con índice de suicidio más alto.
Uruguay is one of the countries with the highest suicide rate.
No solamente la gente grande se está quitando la vida.
And not just among adults.
Sino que hemos visto chicos de 14 años quitándose la vida.
But we've heard of young people with 14 years old.
¿Porque están contentos?
And what do you think? Is that because they have joy in their life?
Ay, estoy tan contento que me quiero quitar la vida.
I'm just so happy that I want to take my own life.
No, porque necesitan un momento de felicidad en su vida.
No, it's because they're looking for joy in their life.
Necesitan, ¿verdad? Su espíritu está vacío.
Their life, their
no,
spirit.
No tienen esperanza.
Their soul is empty. They have
no
hope.
Que el único pensamiento es no vivir más.
And the only thing that they can think of maybe is just not living anymore.
Algo tenemos que hacer.
We need to do something.
Y alrededor nuestro,
and around
quizás
us,
haya personas que están teniendo ese pensamiento.
Maybe there are people around us who are thinking that way.
¿Por qué la gente busca las drogas?
Why do people look to drugs?
¿Por qué buscan el alcohol?
Or turn to alcohol?
¿Por qué? Porque están vacíos.
Why? Because they're empty.
Porque cuando uno está en Cristo,
because when we are in Christ,
dice la Biblia que es una nueva criatura.
The Bible says we are a new creature.
Dios transforma nuestras vidas.
God wants to transform our lives.
Y tenemos la bendición nosotros de poder presentarles el evangelio.
We have the blessing of being able to present the gospel to these people.
Ahora, para eso necesitamos sacrificio.
And yet it takes sacrifice.
Si yo te pregunto, bueno, ¿qué puedes hacer? ¿Cómo puedes ganar almas?
So if I ask you, how can you win souls?
Ah, puedes decir, bueno, pastor, en realidad no lo sé.
Say, well, pastor, I'm not real sure.
Bueno, vamos de a poquito.
But let's take it one step at a time.
Vamos a hacer un ejercicio fácil.
Here's a simple exercise.
Bien, ¿cuántos de nosotros podemos sonreír?
How many of you here can smile?
Podemos practicar, mira que no
Go
hay
ahead,
ningún problema.
Practice. There's, don't be afraid, practice.
¿Sabes?
You know what?
Este mundo necesita sonrisas.
This world needs our smiles.
Este mundo no está proporcionando sonrisa, gozo.
This world can't give us joy and a smile.
Hey. ¿Y sabes? Muchas veces los cristianos no estamos dando ese gozo.
And too often Christians aren't giving a smile as we should.
Trata de pensar y en una persona.
So just stop and think of someone.
¿Qué dices?
Know.
Esa persona siempre vive amargada.
And someone you know that just seems to be a bitter person.
Siempre que la veo, siempre está amargado.
They're always upset.
Todo negativo, todo mal.
They see everything negatively. Yeah. Everything's wrong in their life. Think about that person.
Practica este ejemplo.
So I want you to try something.
Míralo en los ojos.
Look at that person. Make eye contact.
Esa persona que está todo.
That person that's all upset. And
sonríele.
And smile at them.
¿Sabes qué va a hacer esa persona?
You know what that person will do?
Se va a sonreír.
They might just smile back.
Porque necesitamos del gozo.
And because we need to share our smile.
Porque necesitamos algo diferente.
Because we need to show something different than what they're used to.
Esta sociedad, lo único que te tira son malas noticias.
Our world, the only thing we hear usually is bad news.
Fíjate nomás en el tránsito cómo está.
And if you go out and drive down the road.
Precioso, te equivocas ahí, vas manejando y te equivocas.
And so you make a mistake or you make a wrong turn and what happens?
Y la otra persona dice, no hay problema, pase usted.
And they say, go ahead, you can go first, just go for it.
No importa que haya tenido la culpa.
No problem, it doesn't matter, you made a wrong turn.
No, la gente saca todo lo violento, te dicen de todo.
That's not usually what happens. People get upset, people get angry, road rage.
Este mundo necesita algo diferente.
This world needs to see something different.
Y nosotros como cristianos tenemos que marcar la diferencia.
And we as Christians should be different.
¿Cuántos si vamos a pensar en pasión,
and so if we think about passion,
piensa en un deporte que te gusta.
What sport do you get excited about?
Yo digo Uruguay porque Uruguay es obviamente un partido que juega al fútbol.
I use the example of Uruguay because our favorite sport is soccer.
Yo sé que digo fútbol acá en Estados Unidos no es tan importante.
And yet I know soccer isn't as important here or as popular.
Es más, van a tener la Copa del Mundo acá y nada.
And so I even haven't heard very much about the World Cup, Soccer World Cup that's going on this year.
Pero cuando viene el Super Bowl.
And yet, what about the Super Bowl?
Ah, ahí pueden ver, ¿verdad? La gente cómo se pone.
And you can see how people get transformed.
¿Qué pasaría?
What would happen?
Si cada uno de nosotros.
If each one of us.
Pudiéramos poner pasión.
Could have that same kind of excitement, same
por
passion
las almas perdidas.
For lost souls.
Amen.
De animarnos.
Amen.
De animarnos unos a los otros.
And even encourage one another.
Y poder felicitar a alguien que ganó un alma.
And congratulate someone who just won a soul.
Alegrarnos de que alguien ganó un alma
and
para Cristo.
And be happy, rejoice with them.
Y ponernos a la disposición, decir, ¿qué puedo hacer yo por él?
And even say to that person, what can I do for you to help you help them?
Hay mucha necesidad.
There's a lot of need.
Muchos dicen, no, eso es el trabajo del pastor.
And a lot of people might say, oh, that's pastor's job.
Sí, perfecto, es el trabajo del pastor.
Okay, you're right, it is pastor's job.
Pero es el trabajo personal.
And yet it's a personal.
Tú y yo podemos como cristianos participar de la gran comisión.
As Christians as well, each one of us to participate in the great commission.
Pero recordemos, ¿verdad? Dijimos primer punto la gran comisión, ¿qué puedo hacer yo por ello, ¿verdad? Ir a ser discípulos,
first,
enseñar.
We saw what can each of us do? Go and teach, disciple.
Segundo, ¿cómo puedo participar?
And then we saw how can I participate?
Dijimos primero, sonríe.
So first of all we said smile.
¿Sabes cuántas veces esa persona puede acercarse y decir, ¿por qué te sonríes?
And they might come to you after you smiled at them and say, what are you so happy about?
Sí, está todo mal alrededor.
Everything looks dismal as I look around me.
Y los pobres jubilados.
And even as you face retirement.
Y ya te dice, no, este mes no vas a poder cobrar la jubilación.
Sometimes it seems like you're not sure how you're going to make it to the end of the month and pay the
bill. No, hay una noticia buena.
And there seems to be no good news.
Pero tenemos una buena noticia.
And yet there we have the good news.
Que no tiene que ver con la parte económica.
That has nothing to do with financial things.
Sino que tiene que ver con algo eterno.
And yet it has to do everything with
algo que va
values.
A producir ese gozo.
And it's something that will give us true joy.
Lo que la gente necesita.
It's what people need.
Ahora, si yo puedo sonreír.
So if I can smile.
A ver, de vuelta.
Let's try it again.
¿Cuántos podemos sonreír?
Can we smile? Everyone here?
¿Sabes? Eso es una puerta para presentar el evangelio.
That smile is an open door to present the gospel.
Porque la gente puede preguntarte por qué sonríes.
Because that person might say, why are you so happy?
Porque Cristo vive en mí.
And you can respond, Christ lives in me.
A veces pensamos que el presentar el evangelio, no sé, tiene que llevar años de estudio.
A lot of times we think that presenting the gospel, sharing the gospel with someone takes years of studying.
Dejar que Dios nos use.
And yet we just need to be used by God.
Con lo que Él hizo en nosotros.
And share what He did in our hearts.
Ahora, si tú dices, sí, Cristo me salvó, pero mi vida es horrible.
And yet, if we say, Christ saved me.
No, no ha sido realmente convertido.
Christ saved me, but my life is a mess. It doesn't work.
Si eres salvo.
If you are saved.
Te vas a dar cuenta la diferencia.
You are going to see a difference.
Y no quieres volver atrás.
And you don't want to turn back.
Quieres hacer algo por el prójimo.
You want to do things for others.
Puedes, tienes que ser agradecido con la persona que te presentó el evangelio.
We should be thankful to the person who led us to Christ.
Hay un versículo más en Romanos, Romans chapter 10, verse 15.
Romans chapter 10, verse 50. Not 50. What
not
verse?
15.
15. I was going to say, not yeah. 50 verses. Amen. 10, Romans 10, 15 reads, and how shall they preach except they be sent? And it is written, How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things.
¿Sabes qué dice la Biblia?
Do you know what the Bible says?
Dice, cuán hermosos son los pies.
How beautiful are the feet.
De los que anuncian el evangelio.
Of them that preach the gospel.
No importa lo que nos toque hacer.
It doesn't matter what we must do.
No importa la hora que nos puedan llamar.
It doesn't matter what time of night we might get the call.
Nunca es molestia.
It shouldn't be a bother.
Porque esa persona si te llama es porque necesita ayuda.
Because if that person is calling you, it's because they need something.
No importa el tiempo que necesite esa persona.
It doesn't matter how long it takes.
Dediquemos tiempo.
Let's dedicate time.
Hay gente que está sufriendo.
There are people who are suffering.
Y algo puedo hacer yo.
And I can do something about
it. Y no es tan difícil.
And it's not that hard.
Porque es compartir lo que Dios hizo conmigo.
I should share what God did for me.
Es poder compartir una sonrisa.
Maybe I can share a smile.
Es poder leer un versículo.
Maybe share a verse.
Y es poder que ver cómo esa persona puede crecer espiritualmente.
And I want to help that person grow spiritually.
Proverbios dice, el que gana almas es sabio.
As we read in Proverbs, he that winneth souls is wise.
¿Queremos ser sabios?
Do we want to be wise?
Según el mundo o según Dios.
According to the world or according to God.
El mundo te va a querer conducir por otro lado.
The world will try and take you down another path.
Dios te dice esas cosas son terrenales.
And yet God says those are earthly things.
Yo te doy un título que es eterno.
I will give you an eternal certificate.
Porque vale la pena.
And it's worth it.
Y porque estas almas te van a ser agradecidas.
And these souls will be thankful to you.
No importa lo que tengas que hacer.
No matter what you have to do.
No importa cuánto tengas que caminar.
No matter how far you have to walk.
Dice hermosos los pies.
It says beautiful are the feet.
Pero dice volverán con regocijo.
And as we know, it says they will reap in joy.
Siempre que vas a hablar de presentar el evangelio.
When you share the gospel.
Quizás al principio va a ser un poco difícil.
Maybe at first it'll be a little difficult.
Pero siempre el resultado.
And yet God gives the results.
¿Sabes? Muchas veces tenemos folletos y no los entregamos.
A lot of times we have tracts with us, but we don't give them out.
Y decimos, no, pero no lo voy a ver nunca más a esa persona.
And we might think, well, I'll never see that person again.
Las almas no son nuestras.
But the souls are not ours.
Pero quizás el poder nosotros entregar.
And yet sharing a tract.
Eso sea la puerta para que esa persona se interese en Dios.
That might be an open door for that person to be interested and ask about God.
Y esa persona quizás no la veamos nunca más.
Maybe we won't ever see them again.
En la tierra.
Here on earth.
Pero vamos a tener recompensas en los cielos.
And yet we will have a heavenly reward.
Y quizás en los cielos pueda decir, gracias que me entregaste ese folleto.
And that person might come to us and say, thank you for handing out that tract.
No sabemos lo que Dios puede hacer.
We don't know what God wants to do.
Él es todopoderoso.
He's all powerful.
No necesita de nuestra sabiduría.
He doesn't need our wisdom.
Porque él dice, yo no necesito de eso.
Because he doesn't need our wisdom.
¿Sabes? Preocúpate. ¿Sabes qué es sabio?
But you know what being wise is?
Cuando presentas el evangelio.
Sharing the gospel.
Cuando ganas un alma para Cristo.
Winning souls.
¿Cómo está la pasión?
How is your passion for souls?
¿Será que nos estamos apagando?
Are we letting our light dim?
Hay mucha gente que necesita que hablemos.
There are many people that need us to speak.
Y recordemos, no dejemos las almas a la deriva.
And so let's not set those souls aside, let them go by the wayside after
being
saved. Sino
que preocupémonos por ellos.
And yet we should continue taking care of them. Enseñándoles
que guarden todas las cosas.
As it was mentioned also in teaching them to observe.
Y Jesucristo dice, no los voy a dejar solos.
And even Jesus Christ said, I'm not going to leave you alone.
Porque yo voy a estar contigo.
I am with you always.
En todo momento.
Even unto the end of the world.
Que Dios bendiga su palabra.
May God bless his word.
Que podamos tener esa pasión.
And may we have this passion.
Que no nos gane este mundo con cosas vanas.
The world should not beat us and have more passion for vain things.
Sino que aunque se rían de nosotros.
And they might laugh at us.
Ah, pero un día van a venir a buscarte.
And yet one day they might come to you.
Y te van a decir, ¿por qué eres así?
And they might even ask, why
are you? ¿Cómo puedes vivir con alegría en un mundo tan destruido?
How are you so happy in a desolate world?
Porque mi esperanza no está en la tierra, está en Dios.
And we will say, my hope is not here on this earth, it's in
the
Lord.
Hay mucha gente que necesita estas palabras.
There are many people who need to hear these words.
¿Sabes cuántas personas drogadictas necesitan escuchar el evangelio?
Do you know how many addicts need to hear these same words?
¿Sabes qué dice la sociedad?
And the society today?
No los queremos.
They will often set those people aside.
Es un problema.
See, they're a problem.
Sí, estoy de acuerdo, es un problema.
Yes, addictions are a problem.
Pero tenemos la solución.
And yet we have the solution.
Y la solución no,
Amen.
Es Cristo.
Amen.
And the solution is Christ.
Así que hay mucho para compartir.
So there's a lot to share.
Hay mucha gente que está pasando mal.
There's a lot of people suffering out there.
Quizás pueden ser nuestros vecinos.
Maybe they're our neighbors.
Quizás nuestros compañeros de trabajo.
Maybe our coworkers.
Quizás nuestros compañeritos de escuela.
Maybe our classmates.
Que necesitan que conozcan de Cristo.
And they need Christ.
Invitemos.
Let's invite them.
Presentemos el evangelio.
Let's share the gospel.
Pero con pasión.
And yet with passion.
Que la gente
and
pueda vernos y decir sí es verdad lo que él me dice.
So that the people will see and recognize the truth.
¿Cuántas veces Jesús es amor?
How many times do we go out and say God is love?
Él va a traer paz a tu corazón.
He will bring peace to your life.
Y no representamos.
And yet we don't represent what we're saying.
¿Qué diferencia cuando representamos de que Jesús es el camino?
How different it would be when we represent what we're really saying with our lives.
Pero se requiere pasión.
And yet that requires.
Si no hay pasión.
Passion. And if there's no passion.
No lo vamos a poder representar.
We can't do it.
Oremos por almas perdidas.
Pray for lost souls.
Para que conozcan de Cristo.
So that they will know Christ.
Amen. Pastor.
Let's stand for a moment with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. Boy, if that doesn't fit right into what we've been challenging ourselves about over the last number of weeks, church. It's amazing how God does that, isn't it? Praise the Lord. As the piano begins to play here in just a moment, we stand with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. As that fits in to what we have been challenging ourselves about and discussing and talking about how our light so shines. I want to ask the question this morning that's already been asked. But I want to ask it in a very soul and specific way. Are you an individual who knows where you will spend eternity? Are you an individual who has asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart, save your soul? Are you looking forward to eternity? We don't look forward to death. We don't look forward to mortality. But because of the promises of Jesus Christ, we do know what awaits us. Do you look on to that as the Bible word of hope, elpeth? Do we look on to that with confidence? Knowing that when I pass from this life, my life eternally is. See, the misnomer is that if we're not saved, or even if we just don't believe, we just cease to exist. Friend, no soul, no living soul ever ceases to exist ever again. When God breathed breath of life into you, that is a life that extends forever. Now you will spend your eternity after the mortal life is extinguished here on this earth. You will spend that eternal life of that soul in one place or another. You say, well, I don't believe that, preacher. If I can be so kind and respectful, it doesn't matter what you believe. Because what you believe will not change what is true. Truth is truth, Whether I accept it or not could be a question of whether or not I participate, but it will not change the validity of whether or not it is true. That soul will either live in heaven with God Almighty, Jesus Christ, forever, or that soul will go to hell and spend eternity in agony, torment, and anguish. There's a penalty that needs paid for our sin. We can allow Jesus Christ to pay that, or we can choose to pay it ourselves. But the penalty for sin needs to be paid, that separation from God. Jesus gave us a pathway and an opportunity when he suffered through that separation upon the cross of Calvary. He's given me an opportunity to accept that as my own. Or I can choose to suffer that separation penalty myself. And hence I do so in a place separated from God for all of eternity. We know that place is hell. As we stand with our heads bowed and eyes closed for a moment, if you were to give up this mortal life today, do you know? Do you have the confidence? Are you able to look with hope to what lies beyond? That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are all able to participate, and Jesus Christ endured that penalty, so whomsoever could be included. If you're here this morning and you do not know, beyond any hesitation or beyond any doubt, would you be willing to slip up your hand just high enough for me to see it? I see that hand. I see that hand. I want to pray for you. But as I pray for you, I wonder if this morning you'd be willing to say, I want to get it settled finally. I'd like to know in my heart, with confidence and a hope of looking on to, that I have heaven to look forward to. 1 John 5:13 tells us, these things have I written unto you that you may know that you have eternal life. You don't have to hope. I often tell people, I'm not living in the hope so of the no so. I'm living in the confidence of the no so. But as I pray for you, I wonder, there's two individuals who raised their hands, nobody else looking around. Would those two individuals be willing to look up at me? Should I get taken care of today? Step forward. The other individual that raised their hand, I'm not pressuring you. We're not here to embarrass you. I just want someone to take the word of God and want to share it with you on how you can know. With confidence, with trust. Knowing that when I draw my last breath here, I know for certain. Is there another? I'm not sure, preacher. I'll not call you out. I'll not embarrass you. But I'd love to take the word of God and share with you. This is the gospel story. This is the joy. As Brother Xavier has shared, that we have the opportunity to share with others. the greatest story mankind will ever know. The greatest confidence we will ever hold. Christian, you pray as these individuals are spoken to. Heavenly Father, I thank you for our time today. And Lord God, as I promised, Father, these individuals that are being spoken to concerning their eternal security, Lord God, the place in which that soul that after this mortal death, Lord God, will spend all of eternity. Holy Spirit of God, I pray that through your calling and Lord God, through your teaching, that that individual can understand that whomsoever is able to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and our sins be washed away, the penalty, the price of those sins, that separation from God forever, be also put away forever. And that, Lord God, I can look forward, not necessarily rushing mortal life, but, Lord God, when that mortal life end, know with great confidence that I will be gone. Well, I will go on to all of eternity in the presence of Jesus Christ, God the Father, and the Holy Spirit of the living God. Lord, thank you for this morning. Thank you for the Xavier family. Lord God, thank you for his heart and his passion, Father, for your word. Lord, please continue to bless their work in your way. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Please be seated for just a moment. Brother Bowers, would you grab another individual and grab the plates for us, please? I want to give you a specific opportunity, okay, to be a blessing to the Xavier family. Okay, I remind you, church, this is one of our missionary families. Okay? Again, they're not here as visitors. They're coming to us, bringing us a report of what participation we have been able to partake of and what it is accomplishing. But as they are here with us, it also gives us ample opportunity to be a blessing to them. Amen. Obviously, they have needs. They have not shared them, but I am certain that they have some very specific needs. Okay? They are in a foreign land. They have expenses as they spend time in this foreign land because obviously their home is Uruguay. We have an opportunity to help participate in that. So if you've not done so yet and you would like to, here's your opportunity. We only have them for this morning. Let's be a blessing to the Xavier family. The plates are going to come your way. I'm going to pray. I'm more than willing to meet you at the back. I appreciate all of our visitors being here today. We welcome you. Okay? And it's good to see all of you. And once the plates come your way, you're finished up. And we will dismiss and look forward to seeing you this evening. Heavenly Father, Lord, as we now have an opportunity, Lord God, to play a small part, but to be a blessing. Lord God, to the Xavier family, not just in our outreach missionary support, but Lord God, to be a blessing now as they're here and visiting, Lord God, and Father, on a short furlough, Father, just sharing the work and sharing what's taking place and how you're using them. And Lord God, obviously, they have expenses that they encounter while they're here. Father, may we take the opportunity to play a part as well. So Lord, bless the offering. And Lord God Almighty, will you please expand it and help it meet the needs in which they have. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.